Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Catch Gunner and Cheyenne weekday mornings on Camel Country 107.9. Stream them live every weekday morning, 5:30 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time on the Odyssey app.
Well, appreciate you having us on this morning. Hope you had a great weekend. We got an email that came in over the weekend from Jake in Phoenix talking about a flight that he was on and what happened on this airplane.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
He's wondering if he did anything wrong. Message goes as follows. Dear Gunner and Cheyenne, I was flying recently. The plane was packed and I was watching Squid Games on my laptop. I know I'm late to the party, but I'm catching up.
Okay, better late than never.
I was in a window seat. Next to me was a woman, and next to her on the aisle was her young daughter. She asked me to turn off my computer and stop watching that show because she was afraid her daughter would see the screen and get traumatized. But if you didn't know, Squid Games, it's a pretty, especially episode one, I think with the red light and blue, red light, green light, where they're blowing everybody up, you know, and blood everywhere.
I have heard.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Oh, it's pretty gruesome, but awesome. Okay. I enjoyed watching it.
Okay.
The message goes on as follows. I told her that it wasn't my responsibility to manage what her daughter sees or doesn't see, and suggested that she really can't see it anyway. Then she called the flight attendant and complained. The flight attendant nicely asked if I would turn it off to make this problem go away. I explained that there was some violence, but it wasn't sexually explicit, and nobody could hear it anyway. I told her I'd turn the screen more toward the window and keep it as private as I can, but it's really the mom's responsibility to manage her daughter. What's the problem here, really? I'm not the only one that watches mature content on flights, right? Have I scarred a poor girl for life? I don't think so. Did I do anything wrong? That's how Jake ends the message there. Did he do anything wrong, Jake, watching violence on an airplane?
No, I don't think so. Not at all.
I think you do need to kind of be aware of who's around you when you're watching certain things.
But then just, I agree, like turn the screen a little bit and have, you know.
So does that opinion, Cheyenne, only count for violence? Or does that count for adult explicit material?
No, I think it's everything. Like, be aware of your surroundings, turn the screen a little bit, but watch what you want to watch.
But there's still going to be people that can see behind you between the seats.
Well, then that's their fault for looking between the seats. Like, I've been on I don't know how many planes, and I've never noticed what's on people's phones unless I'm actually looking at it. If anything, it's just background, you know, fuzz or whatever.
Liar.
No, seriously.
I feel like you're nosy like that. You look at...
That's what I'm saying.
What are they looking at?
No, I'm saying like I've never actually seen it unless I'm specifically looking. Like, oh, what are they watching? But other than that, if I'm not actually looking at it, like with a purpose, I have no idea what people are watching on the plane.
But something tells me if somebody was watching the adult stuff, it would catch your eye and you would definitely zero in on what's happening there.
Just
on that
like
screen.
Wide-eyed and bushy-tailed.
That's right.
I'm not saying I wouldn't, but that's my responsibility. Like, that was my choice.
So what's the, so you're saying people can watch whatever the heck they want on the airplane.
Yeah. I have zero issue with it. If I was this mom, personally, and the guy next to me was watching whatever it was that he was watching, and I didn't prefer my kid to see it, I would ensure as much as I could that my kid, who's my responsibility, is not looking over at the screen. I think he did what needed to be done, and he turned the screen a little bit to help, you know, with the situation, which I think was
very
nice.
Because I don't know the answer to this question.
Uh-huh.
Let's say somebody's out in a minivan. Like I said, a minivan full of adults out on driving the 202 at dark, right? And somebody's in the very back seat watching adult content. All right? So then the car behind them is seeing that. Is something, like, could they get ticketed for that or no?
I don't know. I don't have an answer to that. But I think that's hilarious.
I don't know the answer to that either. But something to me.
I would be following that car wherever I was going.
It feels to me like that is illegal, right? So it almost could be placed in the same situation as on an airplane, somebody behind you being forced to watch the content that is on your screen.
Yeah, I mean, you're not really forcing them to watch
it. Or if it's in plain view. in front of their face, I mean, you shouldn't make anybody feel awkward and uncomfortable when you're on a public form of transportation like that.
I mean, I guess I will agree with that. You shouldn't be forcing people to feel uncomfortable. But if it's on a tiny phone screen, like, and you're making the choice to watch it behind the person, like, that's on you.
All right, what's your thoughts on this, Cable Nation? You can text us at 22108. Jake's wondering if he did anything wrong with what he was doing on that airplane. Love to hear what you think.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, we got a message on our Instagram from Jake in Phoenix over the weekend. Our Instagram is at Gunner and Cheyenne. He dropped us this message of being on a flight recently and watching Squid Games, which he mentions he's late to the party.
He's very aware.
I really enjoyed the movie. It is not a movie for kids. It is a pretty gruesome, bloody movie. But he was talking about being on his flight, watching Squid Games in his window seat. Next to him was a woman in the middle seat, and then that woman's young daughter in the aisle seat. The woman asked him to turn off his computer and stop watching the show because she was afraid that her daughter would see the screen and get traumatized.
I think traumatize is a very aggressive word.
It depends on how that little girl's upbringing is. You know, you see red light, green light in Squid Games with people's heads getting blown off. I mean, that's pretty gruesome, Cheyenne. So he says that it was not his responsibility to manage what her daughter sees. So he just kind of turned his laptop so that she wouldn't be able to see what was on the screen, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So the mom called the flight attendant over and complained. The flight attendant asked him nicely to if he could just turn the computer off, make this problem go away. And he said, he ultimately said no. I'm going to keep it as private as I can. But it's the mom's responsibility to manage the daughter, not mine.
Yeah.
Right? That's what he said.
Absolutely.
So Jake's wondering if he did anything wrong here, but what he did.
And I don't think so. I don't have a single problem with it. I think he's right.
Yeah, but I mean, you're also in public. There's people right behind you. They can see things through the seat. It's not just the little girl on the end of the aisle. There could be somebody behind you, like an older person.
So then don't look at it.
Or another child. You don't know.
Okay, I mean, don't look at it.
Okay, that's fine. But I mean, you're on a plane and you're on there for however many hours and this dude's watching what he's doing. You can kind of see it through the seat. I mean, it's like you see a flash of squirrel. You know, I mean, there's things happening. You're going to see it. You don't want somebody seeing your bank account information. Don't pull it up on your phone in the plane.
Yeah.
You just see it between the seats.
Okay. So then don't pull it up on the plane. Don't look at it. Stop looking at people's stuff.
Be considerate of other people around you is my thought here. You know, just like when you're in your minivan at night, it'd have to be all adults. I don't know when a minivan full of adults are going to be driving around.
I would be kind of concerned.
But I'm just saying, if they're watching adult content on the seat back heads, you know, and the person behind them is also watching the content on the seat back head, you're just being considerate of other people, you know, and who's around you. Let's see. Texts are coming in at 22108 on this, though. Text 0 if you are that worried about what your kid is going to see. Be a responsible parent and bring a reading book, activity books, or an iPad with a movie for your kid to watch.
Yeah.
Stop blaming others for your failures.
Stop making other people responsible for your kids.
Text at the 623. The mom drew more attention to the situation than necessary. Kid probably would have never noticed unless the mother pointed it out and said, don't watch.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Text the 623. Haha. Oh, man. I literally disagree with Cheyenne. 99% of her opinions would probably make for a fun night out, though. What? Opposites attract, Cheyenne. That person's saying they hate your opinion.
Yeah, that's all right. It's my opinion. So there's that.
Text the 973. Jake, don't be such a jerk. Watch something else. Text the 870. I think he did nothing wrong and everything right. I'm a mother of a 12-year-old daughter. That is the mother's job, not his.
Yeah.
Text the 208. Even if Jake was in the right to watch that show, that does not mean that he should have. It takes a village to raise a child. You could be a big boy, Jake. Put away the show for a few hours. Watch something else. That's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah. Watch what you want to watch. I mean,
let's say you and your kids were lined up behind him in the seat back right behind him. You're not going to say anything?
I'm not going to say a word about it. Not a single word about it. My kids have their own stuff to do. Like, they're very much in their worlds. Like, they're not going to sit there and, like, try to look between the seats. They don't even talk to people on planes.
Text of the 602. It's a level of common courtesy that's being missed by this guy.
I mean,
where's the common courtesy, Cheyenne, of those around you?
He turned the computer. Once he knew there was an issue, he turned the computer. Like, I seriously just, I don't have an issue with it. I think that we have to stop making other people responsible for our kids.
I understand that, but there's also that common courtesy.
And he turned the computer.
But I mean, there's plenty of other movies out there.
That's what he wanted to watch.
Thanks for listening to Gunner and Cheyenne on Demand.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.